Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Duff Knight. I'm not only a musician, but I'm a poet. So here we go, poetry. I am who I am. I want to be who I want to be. You want to be who you are. I accept you for who you are. But when you look at me and see how the way how I am talking, don't judge me to be a sissy when you don't even know me. You better believe there's something got to be wrong with you. And the truth is, we got to be free. But then again, if you judge me, you're the one who's got the problem, not me. Low self-esteem and fear is what you are as a human being. Don't call me a sissy, especially if you don't know me. But then again, I have to be set free, to free to love who I want, because that's the way I will shine. And now, here's the song. It's called Forever On Through Time. Me as a sissy when you don't know me. I have my own way of talking, you know. I got people who talk very, you know. You know, they talk in a very, soprano. They talk soprano level, or, you know, they talk very proper, or they wave their hands or whatever. It doesn't mean that they're a sissy. Even then, calling them a sissy is homophobic. There are a lot of guys or gals who have these stereotypes of being what they think is gay or straight, but they ain't. But even if they are, it's wrong for anybody's stereotype based on the book by its cover. When I was talking with a gentleman, other people, this is what they said about me and said directly. They called me a faggot all the time. Hey, faggot. And I'm like, they don't even know me. You know? The point is that I didn't mean to use that word. I want to repeat, I will never use that word on any individual, whether they're gay or not. It's homophobic and it's hatred, just like the N-word and so on. It is a symbol of ignorance. It's like calling someone who's inferior. When I make that, when I acknowledge that, they don't even know me. There are lots of guys who talk proper, wave their hands, or dress in a stereotypical manner, but they turn out to be heterosexual. But there are a lot of guys who are gay. But the point is, they should not be harassed and stereotyped. If you're going to harass a stereotype and call someone a sissy, you're ignorant. Something wrong with you, especially if you don't know them. Don't judge a book by its cover. You know, a lot of people of all types, they're beautiful. There are people who are so masculine and they're bisexual. There are a lot of gay guys who are very straight acting, but it doesn't really matter. Homophobia is no excuse for homophobia. Regardless if they're gay or not, or if you stereotype somebody. The harassment toward gay individuals as well as other individuals based on perception that they're gay has caused a lot of tragedies and atrocities have happened. I am glad that we got the hate crime law that protects gay and lesbians as well as other individuals from hate crimes. Using the F word walking down the street, or calling somebody the F word, a sissy or whatever, is ignorance. It proves nothing but show that what a fool the person is, and a lack of education and a lack of stability, as well as the limiting mental acumen that this person has. In terms of how they view people and themselves, it is not right to harass or discriminate. Names do hurt. Harassment do hurt. When I dealt with this, I realized that I had to stay away from these type of individuals, and I did have fights with these individuals, fist fights, because they kept calling me a sissy. They did not know me. They didn't know who I was. But then I realized I'm not going to fight with these individuals because you know, society is too dangerous. I could lose my life. They could shoot me, and it'd be over. I am not going to risk losing my life for an idiot who's limited in his acceptance of other human beings or knowledge of dealing with other human beings. People's true spirit and true essence is on the inside, not the outside. The outside is a shell. The inside is where the true meaning of a person. There are a lot of guys who act just like a typical or stereotypical guy and they're gay, but it doesn't matter if they're gay or not. It's still homophobia. It's bigotry. It's bigotry. It's wrong. If you're trying to prove to peer pressure or to other friends of yours that you're trying to act like a guy, act like a man by teasing other people, that is not acting like a man. That's acting like you're a criminal. You'll get limited, you know. And that's how it is. You're not acting like a man. You're acting like a little boy. Happens a lot, particularly with children, because children are cruel. They lack the ability to understand sensitivity like adults do. You know, most adults reach the level where they deal with others on a mature level. They don't call people names and stuff and on a daily basis or whatever. But you hear that in childhood classes, they tease somebody who looks like they're gay. And it's homophobia. It just comes from the society teaching that something is wrong with being gay or the stereotype of being gay. Even if the person isn't, it's still wrong regardless if they're gay or not. And a lot of children, 90% of them, are not participating in any gay homosexual activity. I mean, I wasn't, or they weren't. They didn't perceive themselves as gay because at that age, at 10 or 12 or whatever, they're still learning about themselves. But even if they are, it's still not right. So if you see someone walking down the street waving their hands or seemingly or talking in a high proper voice or where they dress or whatever, be careful. You don't want to be perpetuating a hate crime. We can get sued and you know, they can file a complaint and you can be charged with a hate crime, possibly. It is the right way to do if someone is being harassed. And especially if someone's, you know, especially if you don't know them. There's a lot of things we don't know about people. There are a lot of beautiful people who seem so beautiful, but they have their diseases, their field, or they could be, you know, people that we don't expect them to be. You can't judge a book by its cover. But at the same time, even if that is the case, you should not harass or put down other people who you think are gay anyway, because it's bigotry. It's hatred. It's a crime. Thanks from Dove Knight.